Good morning. Paul Andrigo here, realestatepodcastshow.com. It's December 21st of 2020. The media reports, and it looks very likely that there will be a province-wide lockdown coming into effect as of Christmas Eve 2020. So on December 24th, 2020, we will be going into a province-wide lockdown. Obviously, the reasons for this is due to the sheer magnitude of the virus and how it's spreading. And more than ever, if you are planning or were planning a move, either in early 2021 or at any point in the year, based on the experience that I've had this year, it's important, actually imperative, that you start your planning far sooner than you think. It isn't just going to happen the way it usually happens, and that's certainly been the description of how this year has gone. Nothing has necessarily fallen into place exactly the way it should. It's been very, lots of challenges, let's just say that much. But again, every move that I've helped with my clients, we've been able to accomplish, and I'm happy to do that for you as well. But I want to make sure that you are in the right position. Now, the other part of this message has to do with the sheer number of requests I'm getting from my Toronto area clients and where they're moving. So I need more listings now than I ever have, probably in my career, just because of the sheer amount of people that are moving just all over the outside of Toronto to everywhere from Halton region to Peel to York region to Durham region. So those of you in those areas, make sure that you're in touch with me now. Head over to sold.realestatepodcastshow.com and register your property. That's the first step. And then we can start doing the appropriate countdown. Now, for a lot of people who were thinking about a spring move, I have recommended that they move it up to a early new year move. So instead of those of you who are thinking in March, I would strongly recommend you join the others and be on my website, be listed for sale early January, simply because you cannot predict what might happen in 3 or 4 months. It could be a completely different market. We don't know. So the one thing that we know, especially through this year, is that you want to be on the market when the buyers are on the market. And right now, even through this week as I speak, there are still a lot of buyers who put off their purchases in the early year and are now trying to get into places. And again, I've heard of reports of up to 20 offers in some of the outlying areas of Toronto on one property. So clearly, there is demand there, and it's still going on right now, and I don't believe it's going to slow down even through the holidays. So doing this safely and smart and making sure that you get the best results possible is my primary concern. I don't work with more than 100 clients a year for a reason. I try to focus my efforts as much as I can on those clients that I'm working with each month, whether you're buying or selling or both. And wherever you're going, the good news is I've already got the best people in that area right across Canada. I've got them all ready for you. All you need to do is make one inquiry and just basically have a sort of a one-stop shop, and that is via realestatepodcastshow.com. So thanks again, as always, for tuning in. So number one, make sure that you are fully aware. And of course, my pandemic preparation report is ready to go. I'll send it to you the moment you've signed up, wherever you are throughout the province, and I'll make sure that your move happens smoothly. But I am suggesting that if you were planning a March or a spring move, a traditional spring move, I would definitely move that up. I've got some people who were planning a January move and they're moving it up to December. So I'm really suggesting that you take advantage of the fact that there are still a lot of buyers right now looking and able to move. I don't know how that's going to change over the period of the lockdown. No one knows. This is all new territory, but it is going to be province-wide. So you really want to make sure that you use every tool possible to make sure that your property is being seen and heard by the right people. And that's why it has to be featured on my podcast show, to make sure that you're getting the absolute best. The best way I can describe it is sort of a global billboard, so that you're out there for the world to see and hear your story. And there's nothing better in terms of, you know, telling those stories than using your voices. So I do get your voices even on some of these stories. And I definitely make sure that I tell those stories as best as I can via my This House Has a Podcast series that I do for all my listings. And it's been tremendously successful this year because of the fact that, again, people are starting their tours, and sometimes people are even buying properties via what they see and hear. And of course, again, the voice, the human voice, is the one thing that sort of is the humanizing factor in this process. And again, your voices combined with my voices, again, via this podcast and almost 50,000 downloads so far, proves it, that the right message will get heard. And you want to make sure you don't, again, under market your property by simply choosing just the person that, for example, that you know in the area, or that you got a flyer for. And this, again, regardless of where you are across the province, I'm able to help you and make sure that your property is featured on my podcast show, whether I'm the lead agent or whether I'm just the referring agent. Either way, I'm still part of the process, and I don't let anything slip through the cracks, as long as I'm again in the lead process to begin with. If it's in the Toronto GTA or if it's outside of that, again, I have, again, other partners who join me, and we partner up to make sure that you get the best possible exposure. And right now, again, you cannot underestimate how important that is. So again, be safe, take care of yourselves. Your health and your safety is still my paramount concern when we're moving. You'll know that if you know me, that this is something that I take very seriously, and I will minimize how many people are coming through your property by making sure and maximizing everything about the way it looks, from the marketing, from the podcasts, everything that I do to help sell my properties and break records, which is, again, still my goal if I can do it. And outside of the Toronto area right now, there is a lot of demand. So you don't want to, again, just take a risk by just putting it out there and not really making sure that it gets seen and heard by as many people as possible, which, again, is an exclusive element of my podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great day. And if you have any questions at all, please visit me at realestatepodcastshow.com. You'll see a new feature on the website at the bottom right. There is a Buy Me a Coffee link there. And that is, again, the best way you can support these podcasts and make them stronger and you know, even more personalized to you going into 2021. And on top of that, I'm also doing something called a Community Coffee Podcast program, which is going to be where every time you guys do support my podcast, I want to make sure and give back, meaning that I want to invite you to do a review of your favorite small businesses in your community, the people that you really, you know, enjoy having there, because they need a voice. A lot of them don't have any social media. Some of them don't have anything at all to do with marketing. They don't normally have to do it, but right now it's the lifeline. So this is the way for you to be a lifeline to them and to join, again, by supporting my podcast. Then we can sort of pay it forward and do something much bigger for them that maybe they'll, you know, could possibly change their lives. And even sometimes one mention of a small business that goes viral can change a life. And I want to make sure that if there's a way for us to do that together, this is the way to do it. So if you click on the Buy Me a Coffee button, that gets the ball rolling, and then I'll have you record a little message about your favorite little shops and services in your area, and then it's your job to make sure you let them know that they're on a podcast, and I guarantee you they will be. It's probably the best Christmas present they'll ever get, but it's something that they would have never thought about doing. So let's see if we can help each other out and help others at the same time.